With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's Board of Peace is set to meet for the first time Thursday in Washington. Here's Bob Agnew.
It's an early test of whether one of the marquee foreign policy initiatives can gain broad support or advance the shaky ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip. The president's ballooning ambitions for the board extend from governing and rebuilding Gaza as a futuristic metropolis to challenging the UN Security Council's role in solving conflicts. But they could be tempered by the realities on the ground in Gaza. That's where there has been so far limited progress in achieving even the more narrow aims of the ceasefire. Bob Agnew reporting.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says that President Trump wants the partial government shutdown to end right now.
And we've been engaged in good faith negotiations with the Democrats. Last night they sent over a counterproposal that frankly was very unserious, and we hope they get serious very soon because Americans are going to be impacted by this.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are not budging in their demands over Homeland Security funding.
ICE needs to be reformed in a dramatic, bold, meaningful, and transformational manner. And if that doesn't happen, the DHS funding bill will not move forward.
Online seller eBay wants a bigger share of the Gen Z market. Company has agreed to purchase secondhand fashion marketplace Depop from Etsy for $1.2 billion in cash. Now, this deal comes at a time when used clothing, for some reason, has become increasingly popular, sought out by shoppers searching for unique items that cost less than new ones and keep the old stuff from heading to the landfill. This is SRN News. A new study of religious diversity around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on Earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the patriarch of a key church in Armenia indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakhan has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented him from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict right now, and it's not getting any better. This is SRN News. Well, much of the sports world matters of gambling have recently been focusing on basketball players, but now that's changing, at least for the time being. A trial for two pitchers accused of rigging pitches coinciding with the start of baseball's spring training.
Prospects for a spring fraud trial for two Cleveland Guardians stars accused of colluding with sports bettors are fading after they appeared in Brooklyn federal court. Pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz entered not guilty pleas to a rewritten indictment. Judge Kiyo A. Matsumoto said Wednesday that she'd likely adjourn a May 4th trial date until October. The pitchers were charged in November with accepting several thousand dollars in payoffs to help two gamblers from their native Dominican Republic win over $400,000. Clase and Ortiz have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July. I'm Geffen Coolball.
More details at srnnews.com.